Now, the Duncan thing, the Duncan thing makes sense to bring that in as
the second
one. And so, and I'm not too worried about that because I will have to go back to the.
But previous to that time, I think you've also got the writer's workshop.
Mm.
It should have like about a two paragraph mention.
Yeah, right.
Mainly
because
as,
I wasn't
as
conscious
people,
of that.
As people getting together.
And
when you think of the people who did get together, it's amazing how many of them are still writing.
Yeah.
That if George Bowring was there, myself, Daphne Buckle,
right.
Bobby Hull, David Cull, and Frank Davey.
Yeah.
At the main center,
right,
and there's Sir Anna Claudia Irving, who still writes, and Diane, somebody who I noticed her plays, it's Diane Grant, who's got a play on in Montreal, but it's not in the poetry, in the poetry,
and
that mainly it's this occasion where people got together regularly,
right.
to hear what other people had written,
mm-hmm.
and they also got sort of high and drunk on sake regularly too, but that it was. That people felt quite free. That is, the teacher that they had, Tony Friedson, was not acting as a teacher. His capacity was to run the poems off on the machine.
Right.
And even though there were times he tried very hard to be a teacher in that situation, he just didn't have the authority because.
But he had the social
because
bubble.
There were 8 or 10 people in that room that had authority. Right, and he's very manic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some like in the house does a writing. City get a writing that maybe someone who's just sort of manic and totally scattered is just as important as having someone who's totally focused because then you they're limited sometimes by that focus.
And I think that what Tony actually enjoyed was the social.
Yeah, right, and that's his realm anyway.
Yeah.
Right. See, like so it's not a writing world, but that create that made it so people weren't so lonely.
Uh-huh.
You know, that besides meeting in the cafe and showing off all their poems and